painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, we talk with Brenda Pikarski, director of the rock climbing film Jeff's World, which was featured at the Winona Frozen River Film Festival this year. So I'm here with Brenda Pikarski, and how are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
No problem. Can you tell me some more about yourself?
I am a documentary filmmaker from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I focus on adventure sports in the state of Minnesota that are wilderness sports or human-powered endeavors of athletes, what we say, in fierce pursuit of their endeavors.
Huh. That's really cool. And we're meeting today about your film called Jeff's World, which is about rock climbing. Can you tell us a little bit about like a summary of the film?
Sure. So Jeff's World is about rock climbing, but it's more than just climbing. It's really kind of about the development of a climbing area. So it takes a look at kind of all the grit and tenacity that it takes to kind of pull together an area and bolt it and get all the gear there and find lines and how do you set a line. And so it kind of goes into all that. And then it also gets, of course, into the fun images of climbing.
Yeah. And it followed Jeff Engel through his like kind of process of becoming the grandfather of rock climbing of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, how did you meet Jeff? Like, how did that all go down?
Actually, it happened through a nomination process. It was so I started the Among the Wild film project back in 2012, and we took nominations for athletes. And Jeff was one of the athletes that got nominated because of all of his behind the scenes work around the state of Minnesota as a climbing route developer. So it was actually, we were going to feature him in all of his work that he does to build climbing areas around the state. But as we talked to him, we learned more about this place called Jeff's World, which was pretty intriguing. So that's how we ended up there.
Well, awesome. What was it like working with, like, Jeff and his friends had really big personalities in the film. And what was that like? Was it kind of hard to keep them on track?
It was very hard to keep them on track, yes. And they definitely got better as the days went on because we were up there for 10 days total. But it did take several days for people to get in the groove and kind of figure out how to be natural with a camera around when nothing is really natural because you're constantly starting and stopping and focusing and you have to wait for the cameras to get set up. And so it took them a while to kind of figure out the rhythm of how that works without it interfering with just being outside. Yeah. So it's also part on the crew to kind of adapt to them too and what they're doing. So you kind of have to find a happy medium.
Yeah, totally. I was curious, like being a professional filmmaker, what advice would you give to someone who wants to like start a life creating films?
I would say it's a lot of hard work and absolutely worth it. And I would also say that the absolute best, well, school is really important and it's great. And the best thing you can do is just doing it, just literally walking out your door and doing it. Because the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get, the more you're going to learn. Hang around other people who are doing it. Get on any crew you can and just be part of a team because the technical aspects are important. But really, it's your attitude and being a part of a team that can take you all the way there.
For sure. Do you think that it's harder to start a film or to, like, after you start, keep going with it, you know? And is there anything that you have to do, like, personally to like conquer any struggles that you're having with that?
Oh my gosh, I could talk about that for a very long time. There are a lot of different aspects that are very challenging. I mean, I think for independent filmmakers, the obvious biggie is funding. And that is definitely, if you can't get funding, you can't make a film. So that's kind of the part of the business that gets overlooked a lot. You know, people want to make something cool, but it's just as important to kind of figure out those connections and that producing end of the spectrum, which that is not always the natural part of the business that, you know, filmmakers want to deal with. Yeah. So that part is really challenging, but otherwise just, tenacity to stick with it. It's a lot of It's a lot of time that you're putting into something, and just got to keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah, for sure. What films have been the most inspiring or like influential to you, and why is that?
That is, you know, what's kind of ironic about that question is I actually do not watch a lot of movies or watch a lot of TV. And I do not have a very good answer to that question, unfortunately. I wish I did, but I honestly don't ever hardly turn it on. I am kind of trying to be out doing things as much as possible.
Yeah.
What makes a great film for you? Like, are there certain qualities that make a film better for you? And how do you try and implement them into the films that you make?
I think a big part for me, especially with the adventure films, is the character development. When I first started going to these adventure film festivals, it was very much, it felt like climbing porn or bike porn or kayaking, you know, where it was just like the sport, adrenaline rush. And there wasn't a lot of character development or storyline. Yeah. And I think actually overall in the adventure film world, the stories have gotten a lot stronger in the last just 4 years, 5 years. And the cinematography has gotten incredible. It's gotten really competitive. But that I think is probably the most important, is just your characters and your storyline. Yeah.
Totally. So we're all here, like, presumably for the film festival because we love cinema. And I was curious, like, how did your love of cinema get sparked? And how can, like, we as a community discover a similar pleasure for cinema?
Interesting. You know, I think I always loved it in some aspect. I was the sole person who did the video yearbook in high school, and I always did skits when I was a kid. Like, I think it was just kind of natural instinct for me to be a part of it in some ways. Yeah. But I think the real pull, what keeps me going, is I like challenges, and it's like a huge jigsaw puzzle to put all the pieces together. And it also kind of gets you in the back door of so many different things. There's so much variety. You meet so many people, and you know, it's a really good way to explore things that you don't know much about. And I find that if you're able to tell a story well, it's really inspiring to people, and it really connects you to people, and that is really motivating for me. And it can bring communities together, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great answer for that. And what you were just saying about, like, collaborations, that kind of leads me into this one question here. Like when we want to learn about a film, we tend to talk to the director, but I feel like you could say that it's a lot more than just, like, the directing that comes into a film. It's a lot of collaborations. Yeah. And what do you think, like, makes a fruitful collaboration? Like, what do you do to enhance the collaboration process?
I think probably the biggest thing to enhance the collaboration process is to make sure everybody has a shared vision. I think maybe that was part of the conflict or challenge with Jeff's World, is we didn't necessarily all go into it with the exact same vision of what we were coming away with. I went into it with one vision as a filmmaker of what I wanted, and they had a completely different idea kind of what was going to be happening up there. And so I think, you know, just really clear communication of, like, what's expected of everyone, what's going to be needed, what you want the end result to be. You know, even I had had some experience with film festivals and with a previous film and distribution and whatnot, and kind of knew what that meant. Uh-huh. And none of them are a part of the film world for their normal lives. Uh-huh. So they really didn't know exactly the scope of what we wanted to produce. You know, I think they enjoy it now, right? Like, coming to the film festivals and seeing everything that's happened. But, just going into it with this real clear communication and, like, a shared vision. Yeah.
And one question that I didn't even have written down, but the music in your film, I loved it. And I was curious, what's the process of picking out the music that goes into your film? What's that like?
That is a really good question. For my films in particular, it's really important to me that they're all Minnesota musicians. So all the music was from Minnesota musicians. Mm-hmm. And basically my process is I would search online for anybody who's a Minnesota musician, and then I would go to Spotify and listen to a bunch of their music. And if the tone felt right, I would listen to more of their music. Yeah. And then just start making playlists of things that I thought might work or fit. And then because, you know, I'm a, you know, independent film, I don't have like a huge budget to get national bands to, you know, for music rights. So then you just literally start contacting bands and being like, hey, you know, can I get permission to use your song, and tell them what the project is. So the process of getting rights to music, it can be time consuming, and it should be. If you're doing a project, it's something that you should start early on and not leave it till the last minute, because especially if the like for me, the music drives a lot of my editing. Like, it's a huge part of the story.
Yeah.
So it's really important to find songs that fit. And what I have found is most musicians are super game to be a part of something that they can get behind, which is really wonderful. So, yeah, it's cool.
Especially what you were saying, it drives your editing. There was one scene where almost the scenes mixed with the music to like perform a song. How did that go? How did you do that?
Actually, I'm really glad you asked about that, because the musician actually got involved with that scene. Really? So that's really cool that you noticed that. I'll have to tell him that you noticed that. And I called that scene the bolting rap, because we ended up coming home with, I think it was like 10 hours of footage from that day alone. And so I was looking at all the footage, trying to figure out how I was going to condense that into like 5 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. And there were all these sounds. There were bolting, hammering, saws, them making noises, grunts. Like, and it was very, just a lot of audio, right? Yeah. Very auditory. And so, I found a rap song and decided to try and basically make a rap out of the sounds that happened that day. Yeah. And that was really fun. So that whole piece was completely edited around the music. And then I ended up giving all the sounds from that day back to the original musician, and he did some further mixing on it. Huh. So that was pretty cool. I'm glad you noticed that. That's cool.
No problem, yeah. Did you like record the sounds that were going on with the intent of like maybe the like did you know that you were gonna do something like that, or was it just kinda like, maybe we'll use it, maybe we won't?
Yes, kind of. I didn't know it was going to be anything quite that intentional, where it would be almost like a musical edit. Yeah. But we did. But I am, you know, a big fan of natural sound. I think it adds a lot of depth to anything. Yeah. And it can take your film to the next level. Like, if you're recording interviews and you're recording just kind of everything that's happening right in front of you and you're editing, that's great. If you can kind of capture all those natural sounds that are happening in the background, and you basically have to do a second edit putting those in, it kind of gives your piece like a 3D depth and kind of brings it to the next level. It's very subtle. People generally don't consciously notice it, but it makes a huge impact.
Yeah. I did notice that, and I thought it was very captivating that you did that.
Great. Good deal.
Yeah. How do you go about that? Like, do you have multiple microphones, or do you go back and record? I suppose you couldn't do that, actually.
Yeah, so we had three lavalier mics on the main three characters that were involved in whatever scene. And then we had a boom mic operating to capture kind of like natural audio of the scene. And that was pretty standard for all, whenever we were shooting. And then we did have an audio guy who at various times throughout the project, he would go off on his own and just capture what he would call wild sound. And so he would, you know, the water lapping on the shore, the boat motor revving, the birds in the forest, you know, just capturing some of those more natural sounds. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like two or three more questions here for you. Did you do any rock climbing to film the people rock climbing?
Yeah, I personally didn't. I did do a little climbing during it, but not for filming. But both the camera guys did. They weren't necessarily climbing, but they were hanging over the edge of a cliff off of some devices that we rigged up. They were hanging off of a A-frame ladder that was that basically brought them about 6 feet out in the air. And they were about 6 feet out from the cliff and hanging about 20 feet down. So basically they were suspended in midair out in front of the cliff to try and capture the climbers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where can people find your film?
Oh, that's a really good question too. So this is the final film festival that we're going to be in here at Winona. And so it's actually going to be available online next week. We're going to put it online on Valentine's Day. It'll be available. So if you go to adventuremnfilms.com, so adventureminnesotafilms.com, There'll be links there, and it'll be at Vimeo On Demand.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. This is fun.
And have a good day.
You too.
Thanks again to Brenda for talking with us, and thank you for listening. I'm Logan Erickson, and I hope you have a good night.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.